This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
All right, welcome back into the show. Rob tells me it's time. Let's go live to Arrowhead to hear from Andy Reid.
All that information as we go here. As far as yesterday went, I don't feel any different than I did after the game. There's a bunch of things that we can learn from. It was good to get some of the young guys some play time, but other than that, it was we didn't play a great game for sure. So, but I feel like the future is bright. We've got a great nucleus of players coming back. We've had some injuries, but injuries that I think guys will come back strong from. And we look forward to getting going here and in this off season and getting ourselves right for this upcoming season. Very positive thoughts on that. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go ahead and start with Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Sid, I'll have a follow-up too. Hey, Andy, as you review the offense this year, what parts of the scheme are you evaluating most closely as you look to improve for next season?
Yeah, we'll go through and on it, Jesse, and look at everything from plays called, which starts with me, and then all the way through through the personnel, and could we have put the guys in better position? Could we have made plays? So we look at every bit of a run and pass game, and situationally, all the different situations that you have, whether it's goal line, short yardage, whether it's third down, red zone, all those things we try to knock out.
Great. And as you start the offseason review, I guess, how do you approach assessing the coaching staff, and do you expect any changes with your position coaches for next season?
Yeah, I haven't got that far. I just got through, which is it's an obvious question though, but I just got through with these players and had a chance to meet with them, and then I'll step back here a minute and kind of go from there.
We'll go next to Herbie. Go ahead, Herbie.
Coach, good afternoon.
All right, Herbie.
Along those same lines, which is similar to what Jesse asked you, and I know you're going to dive deeper into your after-action reviews, deeper dives into that, but like on the surface, what went wrong this year and what is the biggest lesson learned from the season that was?
Yeah, so Herbie, we had 10 or so games that were determined by, 7 points or less, one score. And so and those were the 7 we won last year. Well, why? You got to go back and you look at penalties in crucial situations, turnover in crucial situations, those things. You got to really evaluate those and the whys of that. Drop balls long drives, including everybody, the end of game drives, that you could have either scored on or were scored on or special teams put you in a position. You got to look at all those things. And so that's a part of the evaluation process going into the offseason. Make sure we narrow that thing up and make sure we're on the right end of it.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell.
Thanks, Sid. I'll have a couple too, if I could. Andy, when you look at the passing game, how much do you think the lack of effectiveness you guys had running the football affected just your ability to pass and what you saw from defenses this year?
Yeah, so you know, you always go to your play action game, Sam, and you look at it and you check to see what kind of reaction you're getting from the defense. And that normally, if you get a reaction, then you're putting those guys in recovery mode, which normally opens up the middle of the field for you in a decent way. So we're not getting enough reaction out of them. So however you take that, that could be because of the run game. It could be because of the action that we're showing. But there wasn't enough respect there that needs to be given. So we've got to run the ball more efficient, especially on first and second down, on those rundowns, in those run situations, just stay positive with that. Somewhere you'd like to have a few bigger plays in that area. Yeah. Not 3-4 yards. You want every once in a while you need to hit on a few. And so I would say that there's a part of it for that. There's a part of it we can look at the action that we're giving the guys and are we executing them right? Are we doing giving them the right things to execute? So on. But
thanks. And the second one I wanted, obviously the reports out there that Matt Nagy's been requested to be interviewed in Tennessee. You probably haven't gotten this far, but I wonder if you do have to replace an offensive coordinator, will you prioritize something familiar with your system, I mean, or is there a desire to look for something different?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't get into that right now, Sam, but that's, again, these are logical questions. I've got great guys on the staff here. Joe Blaymire. I mean, you name some of the guys. I mean, you can go down the list, but we've got some qualified guys here. I know qualified guys out there too. So that I've got trust in both places. So, but I haven't got that far. Neither has Nags. So we'll just see where all this goes. And we've got a lot of time on that. You know, they can't even interview him in person until the 19th. So, yeah. You know, it's I'm not like rushing here. So.
And we'll go next to Matt Derrick.
Hey, Coach, I had one quick question about the game yesterday. Late on that third, before the third down play, you called the timeout. Could you go into the thought process there? Was that just to get a look at the play or settle everything down?
Yeah, I'll probably settle it down for you and then put them in a different mode. So, but yeah, that's why I used it there.
And, you know, you mentioned you finishing up the player interviews and exit interviews. We've seen at least one player, a couple of weeks ago, you know, sending out messages on social media that get interpreted as their time coming into an end to Kansas City. And NFL Network just said, used the word that you're expecting a substantial reboot this offseason. I mean, does that fit with what you think the Brett and you expect Brett will be kind of pursuing this offseason?
I don't know about all that, Matt. I didn't hear that, but I'm trusting that you're saying what they said. We'll do what's necessary to make ourselves better is what I can tell you. And we'll take every measure that we feel are right. We'll take, and we do that through intense evaluation. And so that's how we've tried to address everything, and we won't change that as we go into it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
And we'll go to Pete next. Go ahead, Pete.
Sid, I'll have a second if I could. Was curious. I know that Travis is still deciding, Coach, but I was wondering if you guys have had conversations about a reasonable timetable, one way or the other, to allow you guys to pivot. If, you know, if he is leaving, or work on a deal if he does want to continue to play.
Yeah, we'll get to all that, Pete. I Right now, we're not only were we finishing the season, but you got a little bit of time before all that stuff really needs to take place, I'm not trying to avoid your question here, but that's what's real right now, and I know everybody wants the answer right this minute, but it's something that you got to go through. There are a lot of variables there, but we all love Trav, so I mean we know that, and Trav could still play, and I'm not questioning that part or any of it. So I'm not trying to avoid your question. I just know there's time. It's a little bit the same way we looked last year. I got asked kind of the same thing, and you got a little bit of time there to figure everything out. So does Trav. So I mean, he's got it buys everybody a little bit of time.
Thank you. And as much as you would be willing to reveal, just the off-season plan for Patrick Mahomes, as far as will he be away in Dallas or
Sure.
staying, yeah, can whatever you're willing to kind of say that
Sure.
breaks
Yeah.
down. Yeah.
Yeah, Pete. First of all, he's doing great for just being 3 weeks out or so. And he'll go ahead and most likely stay up here for the majority of the time, rehabbing. He and Julie, she's the person that does all that RPT, and so he has a lot of trust in her, and he's been just in there grinding. I mean, that's what I can tell you. And I think that'll just continue till we get started again. Not that he won't take a break here or there, but right now he's in that early process where you got to really hit it hard, and it's not necessarily a fun thing to do every day. But the important thing is that you show up, Pete, and that you keep coming back for more. And he's been doing that.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Todd, or sorry, Todd Lebo.
Hey, Coach, a couple of quick things. Number one, I know we've seen these reports that Matt Nagy, I guess the Tennessee has reached out to see if it's okay to talk to him. Seen another report that maybe they'd reached out about Spags. Are there other coaches that organizations have reached out that they'd like to talk to that you can tell us about?
No, I think, I'm sure those guys will get play. That's I get it. I mean, that's part of this, and it's a tribute to them. So, no, I don't have anything else to tell you. Yeah, but what was your other one there?
With the off season, and Pete was just kind of talking about that. Have you thought about, is phase one going to be different? You going to bring the guys back? I mean, with the kind of the uncertainty you have at quarterback right now?
Yeah, so I probably need to explain that a little bit for you there, Todd. I know you know, but for the people listening, that so none of that is mandatory other than the mandatory mini camp and then the rookie mini camp that takes place after the draft. But there's one mandatory mini camp. The rest of it's voluntary. We will do phase one. And the players know that, and they have the dates and so on. They've got the calendar. But again, that's a voluntary thing, and that's where we're at with it.
We'll go ahead and close it out. We've got four left. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy. Just curious, in the exit interview, was there anything in particular you wanted to get across to the guys? And along with that, what in particular might you have taken in from the guys in the process?
Yeah, so Vahe, I probably should tell you that we had a meeting before, a team meeting before the interview. So I was able to get my points across to him there. Try to be as direct as I possibly could with him, knowing that part of the room won't be coming back, but at the same time, making sure that they understood expectations and going forward. So we were able to talk about that, then I can meet with them individually and talk about individual thoughts and also listen to what they have to say. So, if they have any comments.
I imagine that the tone of the group meeting was different than it's been the last few years. That might you be able to share a little bit of what you really wanted them to take away?
Yeah, the thing I took away was a little bit what I mentioned yesterday after the game, and I've kind of sensed that as we've been going through this, but that core players, those core veteran players, and and the core group, some of them are younger guys too, that they they're very focused on figuring out the problems and not excusing themselves from it, taking accountability, and then making sure we fix it to go forward.
Thanks, Andy.
Yep.
We'll go next to Nate Taylor.
Did I have two questions as well? Andy, when it comes to the quarterback position, I know you've always valued a veteran. Just what were you hoping to try to sort of target when it comes to having a quarterback that can obviously get the offense through the offseason program while Patrick rehabs?
Yeah, so we brought Gardner in to do that, and unfortunately he got hurt on that, early in that game. But, you know, we had a ton and still have a ton of confidence that he can do that. Now he was only here for a year, and that was what his contract was. But that type of player is what you want in that position, and somebody that's won games in the league and at the same time understands his role and handles himself right in the room becomes an important thing. Yeah.
And secondly, when you look at your guys' pass rush this year, just where do you feel like you guys have to improve when you look at the way the group performed this season and obviously looking towards the offseason and where you guys feel like you have to improve most of that in that area?
Yeah, so we had a pretty good thing going before a young guy got banged up in there as far as him coming on and being able to rush the passer. He gave us a little flexibility in there, but we need the couple of the young guys just to continue to grow. And I think we will have a chance to be pretty good in there. You're always looking to improve, though, both lines, and you want to make sure those are strong for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Go next to Matt McMullen.
Hey, Coach. Talking about the young guys, and specifically the guys that got to play a little bit over the last few weeks, what was your message to them today about kind of carrying that momentum into the offseason now?
Yeah, so this class is the only class that hasn't really had success, and so they haven't experienced that part of it. And so it's important that they, when they left here, that they understood, Matt, that really what needs to be taken care of, and try to make that as crystal clear as you can to them, and at the same time to the coaches and the people that were in the room there. And not that we haven't talked to him about it before, but or I haven't talked to him about it before, but that I reinforce it, that these are the expectations. This is a ceiling that we want to keep ourselves at, and anything less isn't acceptable. So that's what they can bring to the table here as we go forward.
Okay, our last one, Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Andy, just trying to get a feel for your evaluation process. I mean, do you consider the offseason the best time to modify what you want to accomplish offensively? Is it more difficult in season?
No. I would tell you, if you're doing a wholesale change, I'd probably tell you that the offseason is better than during the season. But if you're just trying to better yourself, you should be doing that throughout.
Do you consider you guys right now, as you look at the big picture, more of the latter, more just of the just trying to get better?
Yeah, I think so. I think putting people in the right position and making sure we stay relatively healthy there, I think, is important. And don't take things away from yourself. And so whether it's a play call that you give a guy, can you do put him in a better position? Or second, are you taking something away from yourself with a turnover or a penalty? I mean, it's all of us looking at that. But, you know, you're still looking at an offense that was one of the top 10 offenses in the league, if you take everything into consideration there. So you're not that far off. You know, you got to get a couple of things bouncing your way and make sure you take care of that. Yep.
That's all we have, Coach.
Okay, good. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,